The pandemic has brought acute economic hardships for many artists. Our series, called The Creative Grind, is taking stock of the toll. But this morning, WBUR's Cristela Guerra reports on one painter who hasn't struggled financially over the past year for the first time in her life.
Last year, artist Marla McLeod sold a painting for nearly $10,000, enough money to pay her current rent for 6 months. She also worked two jobs, doubling her income. Teaching art on Zoom let her jump from Tufts University to Southern Connecticut State University without leaving her apartment.
So it went from really having to work with next to nothing, which was not, I mean, it's difficult, but it's when you're used to living like that, I suppose it's okay. But now I don't have to, and it feels so good. My mind feels so free. And I get to do more work.
McLeod was finishing her master's in fine arts last spring when the pandemic forced Tufts to shut down its studio space. She moved in with a friend just to have adequate space to paint. Her canvases moved with her, occupying wall space in her friend's home, her sister's basement, and now her own small studio in New Haven, Connecticut.
For me, home is wherever I make it, but it's really important for me to have a space that I feel like is home. And there was a period of time, in between having to be at my friend's house and having my own space, and then the COVID situation and moving to my sister's house. It was like none of these spaces feel like mine. That was disturbing to me. I didn't like it.
She often says her apartment feels dry if it isn't full of art. Her paintings reach from floor to ceiling and are stacked against the wall. Portraits of Black women, friends of McLeod's, that relay strength and softness and dignity. Layers of fabric adorn several mannequins. She's preparing for a thesis exhibition that should have happened last year. And it did, online.
If I want her skin to feel soft and luscious and realistic, I have to make sure to put those purples and those yellows and those greens in there in the spaces that they go in. And people are like, what? Purple, yellow, and green. Yes, purple, yellow, and green, right?
What Marla McLeod sees when she looks at the final painting she completed for that series will always be different from what others see. Someone else might notice the painstaking brushstrokes, texture, and colors that bring her large-scale portraits to life. They may see the contrast of the dark background against the figure and the vivid way she paints Black skin. What Marla sees as she unrolls this particular canvas of a dear friend is loss.
One of the things about the painting is that I have to focus, and I have to focus on exactly what I'm doing and exactly where I'm at, what color I'm putting where, how much of it, and things like that. And so with this one, I think I spent more time wiping my eyes than I was, and that makes me lose concentration. It makes me lose where I'm at in a painting.
Her brother died in Seattle last year, 3 days before her thesis deadline. Everything stopped. She asked for an extension. She spiraled, sitting in front of canvases, unable to work, and confronted with the sudden pang of grief. McLeod is one of three, born in California and raised in foster care, not always together. It's still unknown how her brother passed. And because of the pandemic, they couldn't make funeral arrangements. She still hasn't visited his grave.
That was difficult. So I had to say in my head, things are going to keep going. Everything is absolutely insane at that time. You know, COVID was in full swing. Like, every time I would speak to someone, someone was dying. His hit me really hard, though, because it's my brother, right? It's only the three of us in life, really.
Listening to Whitney Houston and sometimes sitting in silence, McLeod immersed herself in canvases and fabric art, sitting over her sewing machine using her textiles to make statements about Black life, all the while processing. What she completed remains a testament to this period.
So when you look at this, what do you see?
I see the painting that I was able to complete regardless of the emotional situation that I was going through. It's part of why I hesitate to alter it, you know, because it's like this is when you just knew you could not do it. This is what you were able to do, right?
To McLeod, her art continues to serve as both an escape and a catharsis. It allows her the means not to simply survive, but to live. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Cristela Guerra.